could be white or yellow.
Comedy?
Mm-hmm. Do you know anything about making that?
Uh-uh.
Okay, I've just had it from cans.
But I have to say it from cans.
How about that starch that's eaten by the Chinese and Japanese?
Rice.
And how about some names for illegal whiskey? I'm told this is a dry county, so it would all be illegal here, but the kind that they make up in the hills.
Homebrew.
Anything else?
They most call it homebrew.
Okay. And how about if it were really bad quality and might kill you?
I don't know.
All right. If something is cooking and makes a good impression on your nostrils, you would say to someone, just...
smell it.
Mm-hmm. Then the stuff you pour over hotcakes is...
syrup.
And what is something that's like syrup, but it's...
molasses.
Yeah. What's the difference?
Molasses would be thicker.
Okay. Okay. And then if something were not imitation, you might say it's real or it's genuine.
Mm-hmm.
If sugar was not prepackaged but weighed out of the barrel, you'd say it was sold in...
pounds?
Or any large quantity. You'd say, I'm buying that in... B-U-L-K.
Bulk.
Mm-hmm. What is a sweet spread you'd spread on toast?
Butter. Jelly. Jelly.
Mm-hmm. Then you season your food with?
Salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm. And if there is a bowl of apples and you wanted one, you would say to somebody?
Hand me an apple.
Or not saying hand, but?
Pass me an apple.
Or?
Give me an apple.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't one of these boys, it must have been one of
those.
Using boys with it.
Must have been one of those boys.
Mm-hmm. And it's pointing to something that's a fair distance away. You say it's over
yonder.
Okay. And don't do it that way. Do it
this way.
Mm-hmm. And if you didn't hear what somebody said, what would you say to make them repeat?
Say that again.
Okay. Now, these are three things that the sentences need to be finished. If a man has plenty of money, he has nothing to worry about, but life is hard on a man...
who is poor.
Mm-hmm. If you have a lot of peach trees, you have a peach...
orchard.
Okay. So, somebody says, is that your orchard? And you say, no, I'm just a neighbor. He's the man...
who owns the orchard.
Mm-hmm. When I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy...
who was rich.
No, it's not he who was rich, it was his father who was rich. So you say, next door is a boy.
Whose father's rich.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Sometimes those are impossible. Totally. Inside the cherry, what's the hard part?
Pith.
And inside a peach? Bigger. Like that.
Let's see what seed.
Okay. Is there a little thing inside the seed?
I don't know.
Okay. Now, if you were talking about two kinds of peaches, there's one kind that breaks away cleanly. Mm-hmm. What's that?
I don't know.
How about the kind that doesn't?
I don't know.
Okay. But you know that there are.
Yeah, but I know there are.
All right. What's the part of the apple that you don't eat?
The core.
And do you know what you call it when you cut up apples or peaches and...
hair.
And dry them?
When you dry them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they just dried apples.
All right. You ever hear the word snits?
Uh-uh.
All right. What is the kind of nut that Jimmy Carter grows?
Peanuts.
All right. Any names for those?
Goobers.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. How about what are some other common kinds of nuts?
Pecans. Mm-hmm. Walnuts.
Mm-hmm. How about the kind in Hershey bars?
Almonds.
All right. Now, on a walnut, when it first falls off the tree, it's got this soft outer cover that stains your hands. What would you call that?
It's green, but I don't know what you call
it. And then what is the inner cover that's hard that you have to crack?
The shell.
Mm-hmm. The kind of fruit that comes from Florida that you squeeze for juice?
Oranges.
Mm-hmm. And if you'd had some and then you went to the refrigerator to get one and there were no more, you'd say the oranges...
are gone.
Mm-hmm. What is the little red vegetable that's peppery and you eat it in a salad?